Mastermind. Good evening and welcome to the Manx Radio Folk Show with me, John Barker. Yes, that's Barker, not Canine. But I'd like to thank Big John for suggesting that I take over from him after his ultra-marathon stint of 40 years or more presenting this programme. I wish him good health and long may he continue to turn up at sessions with his melodeon and sing songs. No one can fill his big folky shoes, but I'll try to entertain you each week with an hour of music, the best folk and roots from the Isle of Man and around the world. The theme tune I've chosen is, of course, the well-known Manx tune Car, Jew and Nan, played here by Barul, a stellar group of Jamie Smith, Tom Callister and Adam Rhodes, and this week I'll be playing the whole track at the end of the show. Let's continue with the Manx music for now, and a track from the beautiful album Lossen, released this year by Ruth Keggan and Rachel Hare. This is Kiat Hugna Gray. And if Ruth would like to come in for a chat and correct my pronunciation sometime, that would be great.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff. With a melody by Dave Spears and lyrics by Colin Jerry. I was actually at the much-delayed launch gig for the album at the Erin Arts Centre the other week, and it was great. And I will have an interview with Ruth and Rachel about the album and put it out in a forthcoming show. Next, however, here's a piece of music from one of my favourite instrumental albums of recent years. That album's called Tapestry and was released by the Irish-Persian four-piece Nava, written by Shahab Kuhay, Santur and Hamid Dulsmer, and Paddy Kiernan, who plays the banjo.
This is Bray.
So that was Nava with Bray from their 2017 album Tapestry. Here's the Furrow Collective with a song called I'd Rather Be Tending My Sheep.
If I was the king of Taunton Town, I'd wear a sword and a golden crown. I'd ride on a four when we went to the war, with soldiers to follow 100 or more. But I'd rather be tending my sheep. Yes, I'd rather be tending my sheep. My ewes and my rams and my little young lambs. I'd rather be tending my sheep. If I was a Bristol merchantman, with silver to collar and silver to hem, and fine chests of gold a sight to behold, the thieves and the robbers, they'd soon make me old. So I'd rather be tending my sheep. Yes, I'd rather be tending my sheep. My ewes and my rams and my little young lambs. I'd rather be tending my sheep. A shepherd I have been all the days that I've seen. When the fields they are white and the fields they are green. And I do meet my foe when the cold wind does blow. When the foxes so cunning hide down in the snow. And I'd rather be tending my sheep. Yes, I'd rather be tending my sheep. My ewes and my rams and my little young lambs. I'd rather be tending my sheep.
Hello, this is Kit Hawes and you're listening to The Folk Show on Manx Radio. I'm 50% of the duo Kit Hawes and Aaron Catlow, and we're really looking forward to playing our show on Saturday night at the Institute in Laxey. Here's a track from our latest album called Pill Pilots. It's called I Know My Love.
I know my love from a way you're walking, and I know my love from a way you're talking. I know my love from a jacket blue. If I can't have her, what will I do? She's the one I love the best, and her troubled mind, well, it knows no rest. And still we cry, bonnie girls a few. If I can't have her, what will I do? I could wash and wring. If my love knew, I could rinse and spin. I would make her a coat, the finest kind. For the want of money's left me behind. She's the one I love the best, and her troubled mind, well, it knows no rest. And still we cry, bonnie girls a few. If I can't have her, what will I do? Dance all down in the Mardyke where my love bar goes almost every night. She sits some stranger upon her knee, and don't you know how that vexes me? She's the one I love the best, and her troubled mind, well, it knows no rest. And still he cried, Bonnie girl's a few, and if I can't have her, what will I do? And some foreign man she's sure to marry, and she's the one I love the best, and her troubled mind really knows no rest. And still he cried, Bonnie girl's a few, if I can't have her, what will I do?
So that was Kit Hawes and Aaron Cutler, who are appearing at the Institute in Luxe on Saturday night, this Saturday, the 1st of October. Tickets are available from etickets.im. One of two fantastic folk gigs happening on the same night. I'm assured that the organisers have promised to share their diaries in the future, so that we don't have such clashes. I'll reveal who's playing at Peel the same night and play a track by them later in the show. But here's an old song from my youth in the northeast of England. Then creep
towards me, licking lips with tongues of fire. A host of golden demons screaming lust and beast desire. And when it seemed for certain that the screams could get no higher, I heard a voice above the rest screaming, "You're a liar." But it's all right.
Lindisfarne, of course, with Lady Eleanor. It really was them that opened my ears to acoustic guitars and mandolins, and look where that's got me. Let's have some tunes. Great stuff from some of the best players anywhere. That was Frankie Gavin, Jim Murray, Michael McGoldrick and Sharon Shannon from their album Tunes. Now, anyone who knows me knows that a John Martin track can't be far away, and I've chosen one from his underrated album Sunday's Child. Here it's just John and Danny Thompson with a well-known folk song sneaking in there for you.
Turn China tell me it's black and white. And though I know it's your life and your time, and I know that it makes you feel fine, don't you know that it's wrong if you let life do that to you? Plenty head and plenty meal, plenty fish to fill the creel, plenty bonny bairns as we'll, that's the toast for Larry. And morning, you're trying to tell me you're all right now. Every morning, trying to tell me it's black and white. And though I know that it makes you feel fine, it's your life and your time, don't you know that it's wrong if you let life do that to you? Step me, young me, go heel for heel and toe and toe, arm and row over man is wearing. Plenty head and plenty meal, plenty fish to fill the creel, plenty bonny bairns as we lance the toe.
Two and a half minutes of bliss. Now, here's a track from the album Rumours of Unease, recorded by the Peel-based band Clash 4. It's a great album and I could have chosen any track, but chose this one in particular as it features our much missed friend Anglin Buttymore getting stuck into his moog as he always used to love to doing. This is Lig e Bullid, Shots Fired. Jack McLean took over from Anglin on keyboards, but now he's off to music college. We look forward to hearing about the future plans for Clash 4. I'm sure Dave McLean, who plays bass on there, will let us know. Speaking of Dave, he is of course one of the key figures behind the wonderful Peel Centenary Centre, and appearing there on Saturday, October the 1st, yes, the same night as the gig in Laxey, are Gilmore and Roberts.
I felt I had to come here when my grace had taken a fall. It wasn't quite religion, but still I'd say it's some kind of call. I wanted a way to atone for my sin, to hold back the darkness that kept creeping in, and all of those knocks that I took on the chin led me here to you. And it's a long way down from the pedestal your home, but I would have followed you from city to town all the way to Rome. I warm to your compassion, the humble is that you assume. Your gentle smile lit up the room. I held you up higher than the Father or Son. You gave me a purpose where once I had none. I almost confessed all the wrong that you knew. And it's a long way down from the pedestal I made your home, but I would have followed you from city to town. Reality was cruel when she opened my eyes.
you'd sacrifice a life just to save your own skin. I'm a fool for letting you in. And it's a long way down from the pedestal I made your home. But I would have followed you from city to town, all the way to Rome. I would have followed you from city to town.
Tickets for Gilmour and Roberts are also available from etickets.im. I'm sure it'll be a great night. But as I'm doing the sound for Aaron Catlow and Kitors, I'd better go along there, I suppose. Also, don't forget the regular sessions that happen around the island. There's O'Donnell's tomorrow night, Wednesday night in Douglas. There's the Ramsey Folk Club on Thursday night at the Buffs Club. There's the Mitre Trad Session on Friday night in Ramsey. And as it's the first Sunday of the month this week, then there'll also be a trad session in the Sailing Club in Laxey at lunchtime, starting round about 12:30, 1 o'clock. How about a little folky acoustic blues from two legends of the genre, Taj Mahal and Rai Kuda? Taj Mahal and Ry Cooda. They worked together very early in their careers in a band called The Rising Suns for a couple of years from 1965. The song you just heard, though, is from a reunion album that they released this year, and it's called Get On Board. Now, many years ago, when I was a teenager, my mum worked in the local library, and they had a record and cassette section, and she used to bring me things that she thought I might like that were going to be thrown out otherwise. One of those was a cassette of Planxty's Cold Blow and the Rainy Night. And that was my first introduction to trad Irish music, something I've been listening to and trying to play ever since. Here's a classic set of tunes from that album, Dennis Murphy's Polka and the 42-pound check. Planxty there. I always love the sound of Liam O'Flynn's pipes. They sound like some barely tamed wild animal. From Ireland to Scotland and a band I love, Lough. This is perhaps one of their most accessible songs, but no worse for that. In fact, I find it a deeply moving song, one that I've always assumed is about migrant workers and the fate of their children born in a foreign country.
A generation ago, ships we were heading below. Who came seeking protection away from the strife, away from the struggles and the hardships of life.
Well, that's us nearly out of time for my first show. Please let me know any thoughts, and if you'd like to get in touch and request any music, you can contact me for the moment on studio@manxradio.com. Don't forget the two gigs on Saturday night, and please get out and support live music. These musicians don't make anything from downloads and rely on your attendance at gigs and buying physical CDs. Also, don't forget those local sessions. If you've got any folky roots or acoustic gigs coming up, let me know, and I can let everyone know about it here on the Manx Radio Folk Show. It's been lovely to share this music with you tonight, and I'll leave you, as I said, with The Girls of Balladoole by Barool.
Thank you.